brothers next to a photo of a young Riddick Bowe. How can you look at a young Riddick Bowe without looking deep down into your soul? I always take the table next to the photo of the young Riddick Bowe, if the table at Mother's is available. I think about him digging deep against Evander Holyfield, and how he only came home with a silver at the Olympics when he was going for the gold. And the low blows he took from Goliath that retired him, I picture him in a hospital bed, laying there healing up. Then I drifted off to other thoughts, walking down north to South Peters, you know, onto the freeway in the gentrified arts district. Yeah, down South Peters and cross over to Constance and take a ride on race and sit at the cafe all alone. Checking my phone, checking in on my sister, or texting someone or another. I only got a few friends, plus my father and my mother. So if you see me sitting there alone, you recognize me, it's not a bother to say hi, but please, for no longer than 5 minutes, please, no longer, 'cause deep down I'm just a to myself street roamer. It ain't nothing personal, at heart I'm just a loner. 'Cause I'm always hurting a little and doing some soul searching. If you ain't hurting a little bit, then you probably ain't doing much soul searching. But everything in your life is okay, well thank you for sharing. But for me it's not exactly that way. If you're jumping up and down with how okay you are, I don't buy it for a second. The world's just too fucked up and I'm too fucking smart for you. I know better, I know better, I know better, I know better. You show me a big tough guy and I'll show you a little bedwetter. I'm watching American Bigfoot. It takes place in Southeast Ohio. It was funny for 30 minutes, then I called you, said it's raining back in San Francisco. I said it's raining down here in New Orleans too, you know. I look outside and yeah, it's raining, the tourists have left. So I make a reservation at Delmonico. Honestly, there are moments when I'm totally at peace. Like right now, when I'm walking down the street, I just tune out all the bitches and the headaches that be pestering me. Now I'm walking down Magazine over to Constantinople looking for John Henry Toole's house. I'm gonna take me a photo of his house. That's gonna be my project for the day. I send a photo to my friend who loves his book. It's good to have a go for the day, even in the simplest way. A lamp broke this morning, yeah, my lamp is shattered. They were coming to inspect my windows when I wasn't expecting them, and they caught me off guard. I reached for my lamp, the most beautiful lamp I ever had. I misgauged the distance in my heart before it was covered with lampshade glass. And it made me so sad, and I thought of all the songs I've written under the light of that Art Deco lamp, and all the books I've read under the light of that beautiful Art Deco lamp, and all the love I've made under the light of the Art Deco lamp. Shattered because they came to inspect my windows, that as it turns out had already been inspected. Young Riddick Bowe, young Riddick Bowe. Young Riddick Bowe, young Riddick Bowe. Young Riddick Bowe, young Riddick Bowe. Young Riddick Bowe. Oh, what can you do? Lamps breaking. I bitched about it long enough. I called my sister and my girl. They reminded me of how people lose their entire homes in fires and floods. They were right, it's a petty thing to complain about in the grand scheme of things, but it's the first possession I ever put in my house in New Orleans. I remember when it was just that lamp and a mattress on the floor, and you and me, I get stuck in the mud, get over sentimental and feeling down about things. My girlfriend said, you need to get out of bed today and make some kind of go. I said, okay, and I went and ate a grilled shrimp po' boy. Mother's next to the photo of young Riddick Bowe.